ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 28। द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा रेस्क्यूज नंद महाराज। टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 एंड 2। टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। श्री भद्रायणी वाच एकादश्याम निराहार स्तमभ्यर्च जनार्दनम स्नातुम नंदस तु कालिंद्याम द्वादश्याम जलम आवीशत। श्री बादरायणी उवाच एकादश्याम निराहार समभ्यर्च जनार्दनम स्नातुम नंदस्तु कालिंद्याम द्वादश्याम जलम आविशत। श्री बद्रायणी उवाच एकादश्याम निराहार समभ्यर्च जनार्दनम स्नातुम नंदस्तु कालिंद्याम द्वादश्याम जलमाविशत। श्री बादरायणी उवाच एकादश्याम निराहार समभ्यर्च जनार्दनम स्नातुम नंदस्तु कालिंद्याम द्वादश्याम जलमाविशत। Satum Nandastu Kalindya. Word to word meaning. Shri Badarayini Vacha. Shri Badarayini, Shukadeva Goswami, said, Ekadashyam, on Ekadashi, the 11th day of the lunar month, Nirahara, fasting, Samabhyarcha, having worshipped, Janardhanam, Lord Janardhana, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Snatum, in order to bathe, before breaking the fast, as its prescribed completion, Nandaha, Nanda Maharaj, tu, but, Kalindyam, in the river Yamuna, Dvadashyam, on the 12th day, Jalam, the water, Avishad, entered. Translation. Shri Badarayani said, having worshipped Lord Janardhan and fasted on the Ekadashi day, Nanda Maharaj entered the water of the Kalindi on the Dwadashi to take his bath. There is no purport. We'll take the next verse. Text 2. Traham tam grihitvana yadbhrityo varunasyasurontikam avagyasuri surim velam pravishtam udakam nishi. Translation purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Because Nanda Maharaj entered the water in the dark of the night, disregarding that the time was inauspicious, a demoniac servant of Varuna seized him and brought him to his master. Purport. Nanda Maharaj was intent on breaking his fast during the Dwadashi day, of which there remained only a few minutes. Thus, he entered the water to bathe at an inauspicious time before the first dawn light. The servant of Varuna who arrested Nanda Maharaj is stated here to be an asura or demon for obvious reasons. First, the servant was foolishly ignorant of Nanda Maharaj's position as a pastime father of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Also, Nanda Maharaj's intention was to carry out the injunction of scripture. Therefore, Varuna's servant should not have arrested Nanda on the technical grounds that he bathed in Yamuna at an inauspicious time. Later in this chapter, Varuna himself will say, Ajanata mamakena mudhena. This was done by my ignorant servant who is a fool. This foolish servant did not understand the position of Krishna or Nanda Maharaj or devotional service to the Lord. In conclusion, it is clear that Lord Krishna wanted to give his personal audience to Varuna and simultaneously accomplish other didactic purposes. Thus, this wonderful pastime will now unfold. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री बादरायणि सेड हैविंग वर्शिप लॉर्ड जनार्दन एंड फास्टेड ऑन द एकादशी डे नंद महाराज एंटर्ड द वॉटर ऑफ कालिंदी ऑन द द्वादशी डे किस बात बिकॉज नंद महाराज एंटर्ड द वॉटर इन डार्क ऑफ नाइट डिसरिगार्डिंग दैट द टाइम वॉज इनऑस्पिशियस अ डेमोनिक सर्वेंट ऑफ वरुण सीज हिम एंड ब्रॉट हिम टू हिज मास्टर। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर बिगिनिंग विथ अ न्यू चैप्टर नाउ दिस इज आफ्टर द फेमस पास्ट टाइम ऑफ गोवर्धन पूजा द नेक्स्ट चैप्टर इज ऑफ कृष्ण bestowing his mercy on Varuna. The previous chapter is Krishna bestowing his mercy on Indra. So Vishwanath Chakra Thakur mentions that Sukadeva Goswami, when he was speaking Bhagavatam, while speaking about how Krishna shows mercy to Indra and Indra begs for his forgiveness, at that time Sukadeva Goswami is reminded of this pastime, that how, just like Indra, such a powerful demigod, he came and he offered obeisances and begged forgiveness, and Krishna forgave him. Similarly, another powerful demigod, Varuna, he also had a mistake through his servant. And for that reason, now Sukadeva Goswami is speaking Bhagavatam, and as Srila Prabhupada mentions elsewhere in the purport, that Bhagavatam does not speak with chronology many times. And especially in Sukadeva Goswami's case, when he's speaking 10th canto, many times he goes on and then he speaks a pastime which happened before, later. So Sukadeva Goswami is in high ecstasy and speaking Bhagavatam. But this pastime is in chronology, actually. It is mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that this pastime of Varuna's, Krishna entering Varuna Loka is exactly after Indra Puja, exactly after Govardhan Puja rather. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur adds that how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that the day of Govardhan Puja, where Lord Krishna, he changed the puja, and instead of worshipping Indra, the puja articles were used for worshipping Govardhan. That happened on a new moon day, in the month of Kartik. And after that, for the next 7 days, after the second day, Indra, he performed his Herculean task of trying to destroy Vrindavan, of trying to submerge Vrindavan with so much of water. And Krishna performed this very famous service, famous task or pastime of lifting effortlessly. While Indra was using all of his efforts to destroy Vrindavan, Krishna effortlessly lifted Govardhan. And for 7 days and seven nights, Krishna reciprocated with the beautiful service of Brajavasis. So after this 8 days, which eighth day after the new moon is over, the 9th day passed, and on the 10th day, Indra comes down along with Surubhi and offers his prayer. And after the 10th day is over, on the 11th day falls Ekadashi. On Ekadashi, Nanda Maharaj, he performs his Ekadashi. So if you see in the Kartik and if you see the calendar, you will see that this is a very special Ekadashi. It's called the Uthan Ekadashi. So among many Ekadashi, some Ekadashi are very prominent, and one of them is Uthan Ekadashi. So Nanda Maharaj was very meticulously following Uthan Ekadashi, and part of following Ekadashi is also to break the Ekadashi fast on the right time. And therefore the next day on Dwadashi, this pastime took place, where Varuna's servant, he kidnapped Nanda Maharaj. Now, as it is mentioned in purport in the last line, that Krishna wanted to give his personal audience to Varuna. Krishna had come from Goloka Vrindavan to Bhoma Vrindavan, and while he was staying in this earth planet, he also reciprocated with many of his devotees who were demigods. Krishna visited them, or Krishna had gave an audience to them. And therefore we find that when Krishna was about to finish his pastime, he calls Uddhava and tells Uddhava that actually I have met all of my devotees, but I have not met few of them who are staying very far in the north, Badrikashram. So you carry your message to them. So Krishna was actually reciprocating with all of his devotees. And we can see throughout Krishna's pastime, Krishna did not stay at one place. Krishna kept on moving. So here is Krishna now wanting to go to Varuna Loka, to visit Varuna. So this is a mercy to Varuna. Now it is mentioned elsewhere also that Krishna, even though he gives audience to demigods, that's his mercy. But many times he does not give audience to demigods. Like in an NOD, Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna is all honorable. That's one quality of Krishna. And in that, Prabhupada gives a pastime of Krishna in Dwarka. So Prabhupada says many, many demigods would come to visit Krishna in Dwarka. And Krishna had special doorkeepers who would see that Krishna's intimacy would not be obstructed by such demigods. So Prabhupada mentions in that Nectar of Devotion particular passage that one time Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma came to meet Krishna in Dwarka, and the doorkeeper stopped Lord Shiva and Brahma and told them, sit on the bench, wait, Krishna is busy. And Prabhupada says the next time after that, soon then came Indra. So Indra was also told to wait. But Indra was so devotionally enriched that he started offering prayers. He was reading some prayers. So the doorkeeper has told him, keep quiet. Don't chant prayers and disturb Krishna. She was told to be silent, observe silence. And then Varuna came. Prabhupada mentions in an Nectar of Devotion that Varuna was told, better go away, you will not get the darshan today. So in this way, many demigods would come and wanted to meet Krishna, but Krishna was that time busy, and Krishna's servants would shoo them away. So here we can see that Krishna is personally wanting. When Krishna wants to give audience to someone, then Krishna arranges a pastime. And here is a pastime where Krishna has arranged that by some mistake, apparent mistake of Varuna's servant, Nanda Maharaj is taken. So at one pastime here, Krishna is going to unfold many more reasons of his advent and many more pastimes to come. We'll see that how not only Krishna went to Varuna Loka, but Krishna also wanted Nanda Maharaj to go to Varuna Loka. Like wanted to take his father to a new kingdom, a new place under the water, and see the glory of things under the water, what's happening under the water, the water kingdom. So Krishna took Nanda Maharaj there. And of all the amazing things which Nanda Maharaj had seen so far in Vrindavan, this was a far out thing which Nanda Maharaj saw. Nanda Maharaj saw that under the water there was a kingdom, and in that kingdom there was a personality whose name was Varundev. And not only that, as soon as Nanda Maharaj came to Varuna Loka, bought by Varuna's servant, immediately Varuna saw that my servant has made a mistake. So Varuna immediately, on the very seat which Varuna Dev sits, Nanda Maharaj was made to sit on that seat. And Varuna Dev was offering arti and worship to Nanda Maharaj, which surprised Nanda Maharaj that suddenly I was captured and brought inside the water, I am still living, and now suddenly I have been worshipped by this great demigod. And not only that, after that Krishna and Balaram come down to Varuna Loka. And what happens? Then Krishna and Balaram are worshipped, and Varuna Dev offers prayers to Krishna, proclaiming him as the supreme personality of Godhead. So that amazes Nanda Maharaj much more. And then when he comes out, he speaks this pastime to everyone in Vrindavan. Do you know that I went down in the water, you are all searching me above? In Sri Krishna Vijay, Gunaraj Khan mentions this pastime a little more beautifully, that what happened when Nanda Maharaj was taken inside the water. When Nanda Maharaj was taken inside the water, all the associates of Nanda Maharaj, who were all standing on the banks of the river, because Nanda Maharaj would never go alone, he was a king. So when he went inside, what happened is, Suddenly it disappeared. So everyone started crying and shouting, Nanda Maharaj, where are you? Nanda Maharaj, where are you? And therefore they came running. Gunaraj Kraj mentioned that they came running to Nanda Maharaj's palace, where Yashoda was there and Krishna and Balaram were there. And immediately they all told that Nanda Maharaj is missing. Maybe some crocodile has taken Nanda Maharaj inside the water. Now this place where Nanda Maharaj disappeared is also today still existing, that place in Vrindavan. That's called as Nanda Ghat. And that place, as we know also elsewhere, a pastime took place where Srila Jiva Goswami, when he was told by Rupa Goswami that he should leave Vrindavan, the reason was that Vallabh Bhatt had come and Vallabh Bhatt had told Rupa Goswami that you give me a book and I will edit your book. So when Jiva Goswami heard, so he became very angry on Vallabh Bhatt. He said, how dare you go and ask Rupa Goswami to give his book and edit? Rupa Goswami is an elevated soul. There can never be mistake in his book. So Vallabh Bhatt came to his senses and then he gave the book back to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami asked him, did you edit my book? He said, no need of editing. You are a great Vaishnava. You will never make mistake. So Rupa Goswami came to know that, you know, something is wrong here. So he asked, what is the reason? Yesterday you wanted to edit and today you are not editing. So then Vallabh Bhatt explained that Jiva Goswami came and told me about your greatness. So I'm very sorry for that. So Rupa Goswami became so angry on Jiva Goswami that he called him and said that you should leave Vrindavan, should not stay here. Srila Prabhupada says in one of his conversations that Rupa Goswami, when he told Jiva Goswami to leave Vrindavan, he was teaching all of us a lesson. Rupa Goswami wanted to teach that in Vrindavan, when one is staying in Vrindavan, we should be very much controlled over his senses, especially his speech, what he speaks. As Prabhupada said, Rupa Goswami felt that Jiva Goswami should not have spoken in that way to Vallabh Bhatt, who was also a genuine Vaishnava. So anyway, Jiva Goswami was told to go away from Vrindavan, and Jiva Goswami comes to this place, little far away from the main place where Rupa Goswami is staying, and that's called Nanda Ghat. And there he stays in which place? It is mentioned he stays in a crocodile hole. So now we are discussing a crocodile. So this place where Nanda Maharaj was taking bath also was known to be a place for crocodiles. So when Nanda Maharaj was taken like that and all the Brajavasis came and spoke this to Yashoda, immediately Yashoda fainted hearing that Nanda Maharaj may have been taken by crocodile. So Krishna immediately relieved back Yashoda and told her, don't worry, I'll go now. So Krishna Balaram go to the banks of Yamuna, the exact place where Nanda Maharaj disappeared. Krishna went in the water, first tried to search for Nanda Maharaj. When he saw that he could not get Nanda Maharaj, then he tried to search for a crocodile. And when he saw the crocodile also was not there, so he told all of them, I think so both of them are not there. So let me check. And Krishna went deep inside the water and then reached Varuna Loka. So this pastime took place in this fashion. And here in the purport, it is mentioned so beautifully that actually it was a mistake of the servant of Varuna. And the three reasons are mentioned here is, first of all, of course, in this case, Sukhdev Goswami is saying that the Varuna servant was actually a demon. Because the reason was he was demon not because he was born as a demon, but the activities are like demoniac. The first reason for his demon activity was that the servant was trying to impose all that rules which are there in while bathing in water upon a pure devotee like Nanda Maharaj, who was none other than the father of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj was beyond rules, and here was Varuna who was trying to put in those rules upon Nanda Maharaj. Second is, Nanda Maharaj's intention was not to break rules, but to follow rules. And actually we can see that Nanda Maharaj wanted to follow rule of observing Ekadashi. That is one thing which Nanda Maharaj himself followed, Ekadashi. And second, he wanted to break the Ekadashi at right time. Now Jiva Goswami mentions, taking side of Nanda Maharaj, he mentions that actually Nanda Maharaj was right. Nanda Maharaj was not wrong. Because the Ekadashi, the day when the Ekadashi took place, the next day the Paran time was a little different from the usual Ekadashi. And Srila Prabhupada elsewhere mentions in the conversation, just like sometimes when there is an Ekadashi, and then there is what happens, immediately next day there is a fasting. Fasting for an appearance of an Acharya, like that. Like there is which Ekadashi is there, where on the next day, Dwadashi, there is a festival, Vaman Dwadashi. So you cannot fast because it's a fast-breaking day. So you have to fast before that. So something like that happens. Jiva Goswami mentions that this Ekadashi had a shorter Ekadashi. It was a shorter 18-hour Ekadashi. Jiva Goswami goes little into technical part, and because of which the Ekadashi had to be broken before actually the sunrise. But as per technical rules of breathing in water, one should not take bath in the water when it is dark hour. So Varuna's servant was trying to catch Nanda Maharaj on this line, so breaking the rule of not bathing in water in auspicious time. But actually Nanda Maharaj was following a higher rule, the higher rule of bhakti. So we can see that Nanda Maharaj actually was sincerely following the rule. It was not like he was kind of waiting, just like we wait sometimes after Nirjala Ekadashi, when the time will come and we are having our bottle ready and then we jump out and go and take our lemon juice and drink that. You know, it was not like that, waiting for Ekadashi to end and jumping into water and coming out and drinking his water and breaking his fast. He wanted to break it properly so that he gets the benefit of that Ekadashi. And Nanda Maharaj, as a pure devotee of Krishna, he could have followed or he could have not followed. He could have said, who cares now, you know. There are so many problems, Ekadashi is shorter and I have to also follow the rule of not bathing in the water. He could have said, okay, I'll take an Achman in the home, you know. Sometimes it happens, like yesterday I was in Nashik and I had less time. So I thought, you know, I would take bath in Godavari, such a nice river is nearby. But kind of laziness. Then I thought, okay, tap water is also a Godavari water. So I didn't go to Godavari and take bath, I just took bath in. So sometimes you can have shortcuts in devotional service. Nanda Maharaj was very, very much careful. In fact, he rose early in the hours of the before sunrise. And then he meticulously went and took bath. So actually he was right. But Varuna's servant was wrong. He did not know he was kind of extending the reason for a particular rule and regulation. Now we all know rules and regulations are there to please Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj was actually pleasing Krishna by doing this. But forgetting the purpose of that rule and regulation, Varuna's servant became more intricated into the details of the rules and regulations, and therefore he took it. Therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions compares different demons to different anarthas or obstacles in devotional service. So in this particular, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that this offense of Nanda's servant is another kind of obstacle in devotional service for a devotee who has disciples. So there are offenses a guru he gets because of it, disciples' offense. So here Nanda Maharaj, here Varuna was actually called an offender because his servant offended Nanda Maharaj. And as a result, Varuna himself took the responsibility of worshipping Nanda Maharaj, worshipping Krishna, so that his offense is relieved. So we can see that Varuna is not just, so as mentioned in the purport here, that Lord Krishna would give personal audience and also simultaneously accomplish many other didactic purposes. So different purposes Krishna is showing here, that how sometimes rules and regulations are important, but more important is the principle, the essence of rules and regulations, that is to serve Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj was perfectly following it, and on the other hand Krishna also is showing that how great demigods like Varuna, they are offering prayers to not only Krishna but Krishna's devotees also. So we can see that Varuna was not ordinary person. I was going through the folio of Prabhupada and through Prabhupada books, I found that Varuna has done wonderful services to Krishna in many of Krishna's incarnation. It is mentioned that there are 33 crore demigods, but of them there are very few demigods who are called as the main demigods. Srila Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, they are called Adhikara Devatas. They are the very important post they take. And one of them is Varuna. And therefore it is mentioned that many times, just like when Indra is not there and Brahma is not there, Krishna himself becomes Indra and Brahma. So it is also mentioned in Shastra, when Varuna is not there, any person who is capable of taking Varuna's post, Krishna becomes Varuna. Like recently, we got a chance to go to Jagannath Puri, and that was the Kshetra Puri Parikrama organized by Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. So on the first day, when there was this sankalpa of going for Parikrama, we found that they were doing puja of Jagannath on the beach, but they were also worshipping the Samudra Dev, the ocean god, and they were chanting the mantra of Varuna Dev. And then after chanting the Varuna Dev prayers, the devotee was doing these offerings, He mentioned actually you should not offer worship to Varuna. But here we are offering to worship to Varuna, who is Krishna himself. So the mantra goes to Krishna. So like that. So Krishna also takes the post of Varuna. So Varuna plays a vital role in the administration of the universe. And Varuna, it is also mentioned, has done a lot of services and is responsible for many more things. Like it is mentioned that Varuna's many progeny, they are great demigods and great sages. Like the ninth Manu is going to be, who is there, ninth Manu? His name is Daksha Savarani, and he happens to be Varuna's son. Even great sages like Bhrigu Rishi, he is the son of Varuna. Varuna wanted to have a son like a great sage, so he performed a great yajna. And from that yajna, Bhrigu Rishi appeared. In fact, Varuna's that yajna is compared, is a very well-known yajna. So much well-known that in Krishna book, in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, when Yudhishthir Maharaj performed Rasuya Yajna, it was compared to Varuna's Rasuya Yajna. So Varuna performed that yajna and Bhrigu Rishi came out. Also it is mentioned that from the power of Varuna's semen, from the ant hill, Valmiki Rishi came out. And also it is mentioned that Agastya and Vashishtha Rishi, there are also 12 sons of Mitra and Varuna. So these are different sons of Varuna. Also we should remember that when Lord Balaram came to Vrindavan from Dwarka to perform his Rasa Leela pastime with the gopis, and that time Varuna performed a very important service of sending her daughter Varuni. So Varuna came and she served the beverage to Lord Balaram, and Lord Balaram married Varuni. She was daughter of Varuna. So many many things are here of Varuna's importance in his worship to Krishna. Also we can see that Varuna not only offered special, like in this case here, is playing a special role in this pastime wherein he is showing to Nanda Maharaj that how your son is so important that I am also worshipping your son. So Varuna also worshipped and rendered service in many of Krishna's incarnations. One such place I remember is how during the Varaha Avatar, third canto mentions that when Hiranyaksha became very much proud of his strength and he was going all different places to challenge demigods, he entered the place called as Nimlochani, which is the capital of Varuna. And there he went and challenged Varuna, "Please fight with me." So Varuna became angry and he told Hiranyaksha that, "You are a young man. No, I am an old man. How I can fight with you?" And that time he said, "Well, tell me whom I can fight." And that was a turning point for Hiranyaksha, because he was told to fight with Lord Vishnu by Varunadev. And Varunadev told him also, "You go and fight with him. You want to fight with someone? He is the best person to fight and he will defeat you, and then your body will become prey to all dogs and jackals." So that inspired Hiranyaksha to really go very close to Lord Vishnu. Otherwise he was not very confident where to go. And then as he is going, then he meets Narad Muni, and Narad Muni tells him very preciously, precisely where now you can find Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu has taken this Varaha avatar and he has rescued the earth planet which you have submerged. And then just like a moth enters fire, so similarly guided by Varuna and on Narad Muni, then Hiranyaksha meets Varahadev. In the Vamande avatar also it is mentioned that when Bali Maharaj was to be tied by Vamandev employed Varuna's special astra called as Pash Astra. So Varuna Pash was employed. In Mahabharata it is mentioned when Yudhishthira Maharaj told Arjuna to go and go to different demigods and ask for weapons. So while he went to Lord Shiva and got his Pashupat Astra, Indra also went to Varuna and got this Varuna Pash Astra. So Varuna also was involved there. Varuna got direct audience of Krishna in terms of service two times. One is Krishna's own, this one chapter we can see. The other is when Krishna took the form of Matsya Avatar. So when Lord Krishna was in the great in the great Pralaya Sagar, and he was swimming through the ocean, and he was also speaking the instructions to King Satyavrat. So that time is mentioned that Varuna Dev, who is in charge of water kingdom, he became very much impressed and attracted by the Matsya form. In fact, Varuna had many daughters. They also became attracted to Matsya avatar, and they all went together. And on the behalf of daughters of Varuna, Varuna pleaded to Matsya avatar to marry his daughters. So that time It is mentioned that Matsya Avatara mentioned, told Varuna Dev that this incarnation is not for marrying, it's for a special purpose. But later your daughters will come and they will be born as gopis in my Leela of Krishna. And that time I will marry all of them. I will have pastimes with them. So you can see that Varuna's connection with Matsya Avatara and through that connection of Krishna Leela is also there. It is mentioned that Varuna is a special demigod, and not only that, he also carries special symbols which are very important. Like for example, it is mentioned when Prithu Maharaj was coronated as a king, so many demigods came and bought different gifts. So one of the special gifts which Varuna got for Prithu Maharaj was an umbrella. So this was not like an ordinary umbrella which we use. But this umbrella was so special that from within the umbrella, there would be a spray of scented water constantly coming and bathing the person who is holding the umbrella. So Prithu Maharaj's throne was decorated with this umbrella. And this umbrella was so special that person like Bhomasur, he decided to take this umbrella. So he went all the way to Varuna and he defeated Varuna to take his umbrella. So therefore it is mentioned that of all things which Bhomasur had taken from all demigods, two things were very prominent and they are called as Chhatra Kundal. Chhatra means Varuna's umbrella and Kundal is Aditi's Kundal, earrings. And for these two reasons, especially getting these two things, Krishna took Satyabhama along with him to Narakasur's, Bhomasur's place, defeated Bhomasur and then gave back both the things to each of the possessors. So this was how Varuna offered this very umbrella which he had to Prithu Maharaj. So in this way, Varuna plays many wonderful roles in his service to Krishna. Now we are discussing about Ekadashi here and also discussing about the breaking of Ekadashi fast. We know from very many places in the scripture that how this act of Nanda Maharaj to break Ekadashi fast at right time is not some concoction, but it actually is shastric. If the Ekadashi is not broken at right time, the phala, the whole process of doing Ekadashi, the fruits of Ekadashi is not got. And therefore we find that in our Vaishnava calendar also, not just Ekadashi Vrat is given, but the next year the Dwadashi is also given. The Parayan timing, So here Nanda Maharaj is following Parayan timing because it is mentioned in Shastra one should follow the Parayan timing. And not only Nanda Maharaj, we have found many times many devotees had trouble breaking their Ekadashis. And just like Ambarish Maharaj, he was also doing Ekadashi. And then when he wanted to break his Ekadashi, that time Durvasa Muni appeared there. And Durvasa Muni went to take bath. And the time for Ekadashi's fast breaking was soon going. The time was going out. So Ambarish Maharaj had to consult with Brahmanas. And the Brahmanas told him that you can drink some charanam with some water. And that's it. You will not break Ekadashi, yet still you can break Ekadashi and get the benefits. So Ambarish Maharaj drank that water. So just like Nanda Maharaj also fulfilled the Ekadashi Vrat in right way, but because a person who did not know about the devotional principles like Varuna's servant, he became disturbed and he captured Nanda Maharaj. Similarly, Durvasa Muni would not know much about the intricacies of devotional principles which Ambarish Maharaj followed. He decided to also punish Ambarish Maharaj. In fact, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Durvasa Muni actually wanted to punish Ambarish Maharaj. He was looking for a chance. And Prabhupada says, it was like give dog a bad name and kill it. So he was wanting, and therefore he was delaying the process of taking bath. So he was already planned that he wanted to punish the Ambarish Maharaj. So when he came out and he saw that he could see from his vision that Ambarish had already broken the fast, so he became very angry and then he created this demon. But Lord Sudarshan Chakra was always there with Ambarish, and then the Sudarshan Chakra killed the fiery demon, and then after that the Sudarshan Chakra was following Durvasa Muni. So Durvasa Muni went to all great demigods, but they could not help him. And finally, he went to Vaikuntha Loka. So Prabhupada says that in that particular purport of the Bhagavatam that Durvasa Muni had the power to even go to Vaikuntha Loka and please Lord Vishnu. Yet, when he offended Ambarish Maharaj, he had to come back from Vaikuntha Loka back to Ambarish Maharaj and beg forgiveness from him. So here in this case, Varuna's servant, he was very fortunate. Krishna had killed many demons. Varuna Sarva did not got killed because Varuna saved him by begging forgiveness on his behalf. Elsewhere we also find that this idea of breaking the fast at right time is also there in the pages of Bhagavatam in the section of Ranti Dev. Ranti Dev fasted for 48 days and then that fasting was for the benefit of his people, and he was about to break his fast, and that time it is mentioned that all demigods came and tested him, and that pastime is also there about breaking the fast. It is mentioned that in Jagannath Puri, while many local devotees there don't follow Ekadashi, during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many devotees went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking this question, that what we should do in Jagannath Puri. Because there is one principle of following Ekadashi, and the other principle is when someone gives Jagannath Prasad, we should immediately honor it. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely reconciled both the things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the most important principle is to follow Ekadashi. And what is the principle of following Ekadashi? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions in Chaitanya Bhagavat that the principle of following Ekadashi is that one should be very conscious of that day wherein one should spend more time thinking about Krishna, discussing about Krishna, and reduce bodily activities. So the principle behind Ekadashi following is to become more Krishna conscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the most important principle, to become conscious of Krishna. And the second part of accepting Jagannath Prasad whenever it is bought, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the idea is that you should honor Prasad, should not dishonor Prasad. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all of his followers that one should offer obeisance to Prasad and honor it and take it the next day. So in this way you don't break Ekadashi and also you honor Jagannath Prasad. So in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reconciled the fact that how one can also follow Ekadashi, which is a very important vow of pleasing Lord Vishnu, and also break Ekadashi the next day properly by offering Prasad. Hare Krishna. Any questions? So, Landia, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Water conservation. G water conservation.